This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom and Anthony today. Unless a seed go into the ground and die, it shall not bear fruit. Unless that seed goes into the ground and die, it will not bear fruit. So, what does that mean? At the center of our faith is a crucified Lord who gave his life for us, for you and me, for us, who died, but before he died, absorbed every dark thing into his own being and breaking it and giving it to the Father after it's been broken, forgiving and forgiving and forgiving. Oh, we have no idea what happened on the cross. We have no idea. I tell you, all of eternity is not enough to finish what happened on the cross. All of eternity is not enough. What happened there at Calvary, we cannot speak about it enough. We need more revelation into what happened. Where would we be without the cross? Where would we be without Jesus, crucified, died, and was buried, and rose from the dead? Where would we be? I tell you where we'd be. We'd be lost. We'd be lost. That's what St. Paul says. When I came to you, Corinthian community, I decided to know nothing but Jesus Christ and him crucified. Oh, yes, this Corinthian community, they thought they were quite spiritual. Yeah, you read the 12th, 13th, and 14th chapter of 1 Corinthians, they were quite spiritual. They were not even kindergarten people. They were not even kindergarten people. And St. Paul, he continues to exhort them, continues to tell them, he died for you. And that means you need to drop dead so that life could come about. He died for you. That's the paradigm for every Christian. I tell you, on the Damascus Road, when Saul fell to his face, he died that day. Oh, he died that day. There would be no Paul without the death of Saul. He died to himself and rose to new life. And that's what we're called to. Death and resurrection. That's life. That's life. That's the Christian life. There is no resurrection without the death. And there is no death without the resurrection. It's one complete experience. Death of Jesus. Resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Some people just want to say, I'm into the resurrection, but I tell you, St. Paul said to the Corinthian community, when I came to you, I decided to know nothing. Nothing but Jesus Christ and him crucified. Oh, that was his proclamation. You want to know why? Because they thought they were quite spiritual. Oh, they spoke in tongues. Oh, they prophesied. Oh, they healed people. But they were far from being spiritual people. They were the kindergarten people. And I think we need to read the first letter to the Corinthians as if we are just kindergarten people, asking Jesus to have us grow up. And there's no growing up without the death and resurrection. But not only resurrection. I tell you, on the Damascus Road, Paul dropped dead on that floor. He dropped dead. And unless one dies to oneself, one cannot know the power of God. Death and resurrection, not either or, it's both end. And that's our life. That's our life. I tell you, St. Paul knew that on the Damascus Road, something happened in him that he could not even talk about experientially. It was so deep. It changed his life. It changed his life completely. And that's what we in the church need. Our lives need to be changed completely by the power of his death and resurrection. Oh, that's what we need. That's why the cross cannot be proclaimed enough. It cannot be proclaimed enough. And that's the reality. And what did Paul say to the Corinthian community again? When I came to you, brothers and sisters, I decided to know nothing but Jesus Christ and him crucified. They were a community that thought they were quite spiritual. They spoke in tongues. They prophesied. They thought they were quite spiritual. And Paul told them, you're just kindergarten people. You need to go back to the cross. You need to be crucified with Christ Jesus. You need to rise from the dead with Christ Jesus. Death and resurrection. St. Paul said it. He didn't mince words. He said what he needed to say. I tell you, that's what the church needs to hear today. You need to drop dead and live no longer for yourself, but for him who died and rose from the dead. That's what the church needs. That's what I need. Part of the church. And that's the proclamation of the gospel. Unless a seed go into the ground and die, it bears no fruit. But if it goes into the ground and dies, it bears abundant fruit. Death and resurrection. So important. And we don't only preach it on Easter. It's not only a proclamation at Easter, it's every day. Death and resurrection. There's no resurrection without death. And there's no death without resurrection. Have you been raised with Christ? Have you been raised with Christ? In baptism, we died with Christ. Have you given him your life since you died with Christ in baptism? I was 40 days old. I didn't know anything happening when I was baptized. I was just 40 days old. But I came to learn that unless a seed go into the ground and die, it doesn't bear fruit. Death and resurrection. And that's the proclamation of the church. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. The proclamation. And it needs to be proclaimed every day because we forget. We forget. We forget. Our spiritual memory is kindergarten. We forget what God has taught us, and we need to keep on relearning it and relearning it and relearning it. I'm telling you. I'm telling you something I learned in 1968 that I'm still learning now in 2025. Something I learned then, I'm learning and living it now. Death and resurrection. Drop dead. No life without dying. On the Damascus Road, Saul died. He died. And when he was raised up, he came to be alive in Jesus Christ. It's not resurrection only. And it's not death only. It's death and resurrection. I tell you, when we started this ministry, I had no idea it would still be on 41 years later. But I did have one thing I knew. Unless I died, there would be no power. Unless I died and gave my life daily, as you should be doing, there'd be no power. Death and resurrection. That's what it's all about. There is no resurrection without the death. And there is no death without the resurrection. That's a life. That's a life. I tell you, St. Paul on Damascus Road was a gravestone. A big gravestone was there. He died. He said, I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. And the life I now live, I live by faith in the Son of God who gave his life for me. I do not live any longer for myself. I live for him. Oh, we need to hear the words of the apostle. He dropped dead on the Damascus Road. I'm going to tell you a secret. Though we drop dead in baptism, part of us wants to keep on raising ourselves, our sinful selves, from the dead. We want to keep on doing it. We don't like being dead to ourselves. We think we have better ideas than God. It's true. God, don't you know? No, not God, don't you know. Tom, don't you know? Not God, don't you know? We have better ideas than God. No, no, no. But God's idea, and it needs to keep on being proclaimed, is death and resurrection. It's not only everything nice happens when you become a Christian. That's a lie. That's a lie. When you become a Christian, you carry the cross, and you carry the scars glorified as risen people. But it's not resurrection only. It's death and resurrection. And unless one knows about dying to oneself, one cannot preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's only words. I tell you, let me also tell you this. There's not only one gravestone that Saul experienced on the Damascus Road. It was gravestone after gravestone after gravestone, dying and dying and dying and rising and rising and rising. It was something that's called life. People say, what's the secret of Christianity? I'll tell you the secret is die, drop dead, be raised up to life. That's the secret. Give your life to Jesus. Be filled not with your power, but with the Holy Spirit. Yes. That's the whole thing. Not with your power, not with your anointing, with the Holy Spirit. There is no salvation apart from God the Holy Spirit, who draws us to Calvary as if we were there, and we were, in the power of the Holy Spirit, who draws us to the empty tomb as if we were there, and we were. And Paul kept on preaching it, whether people wanted to hear it or not. He kept on saying it, and I'm going to keep on saying it too. You want to know why? Because I need to hear it. Not about you. I need to hear it. And if I don't say it, I don't hear it. I can get into, oh, look at what God did for 41. Listen to this. It's not what God did for 41 years. It's surrendering our lives now to the Lord Jesus Christ. And 42 years will be here too, by the grace of God. There was a gravestone on the Damascus Road. But not only a gravestone, but a resurrected body on the Damascus Road.
Because as we allow the Lord to crucify us, we live in the power of the resurrection. And the Lord, the greater the death the Lord brings to us, the greater the glory on the other side. The greater the trial, the greater the breakthrough that awaits. You know, when God wanted to make David a king, he didn't give him a palace. He gave David Goliath. When he wanted to make Moses the leader, he gave him the wilderness. See, the Lord lets us go through trials and tribulations to see if we will be steady in the Lord, to stretch us in faith so that we can die to ourselves, because the will of God is fire. Lord Jesus, you know, I want to set myself on fire so other people can watch me burn. That's the point as a Christian. You want to set yourself on fire so other people can stand and watch you burn for the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ, he's not impressed with our gifts. He's the one who gave us the gifts. The only thing we're known for with the Lord Jesus Christ is our relationship with him, our intimacy with him. How do we burn for the Lord Jesus Christ? When you put a sacrifice on the altar, the fire comes. When you put a sacrifice on the altar, the fire of God comes to consume it. Old Testament with the sacrifices, the animals, New Testament with our lives. In the spiritual realm, we are known for the sacrifices we make to the Lord Jesus Christ. Father has sacrificed his whole life. You know, what is the Lord calling me to sacrifice today? Maybe it's a meal. Maybe it's to call someone I don't want to call and tell them about the love of God. Maybe it's tithing into a ministry. It's going to be different for everyone. But the Lord is going to identify a weakness in me, a place in my spirit, a place in my soul where I lack faith. Maybe I lack faith in provision. You know what the Lord's going to tell me to do? Give, because I can't receive from God if I got a closed fist. Amen? I can't receive from God if I got a closed fist. Provision's supposed to be like a river, not a reservoir, where I'm just trying to build access, build everything and keep it to myself. The Lord needs to know whatever he gives to me, he can get through me. The Lord needs to know that I'm going to be a resource center from heaven. I'm going to allow the Lord to multiply whatever he gives to me, that I don't own anything of my own, including my life. The Lord owns it all. And as he pours anything into me, the anointing, resources, I'm releasing it. And you know what? I'm expanding my capacity to receive more from the kingdom. If the Lord wants to give me more, you know what he's going to do? He's going to tell me to give first. So if the Lord wants me to receive, first he needs me to give. This is a word. It goes with the anointing. It goes with everything. You can't receive from God if you have a closed fist.
Closed fist. Closed fist.
Can't try to hold on to everything we have.
Exactly. Unless a seed go into the ground and die, it shall not bear fruit. Jesus said that. It's as real as when he said it today. On the Damascus Road, Saul died. He dropped dead on the Damascus Road. And what does he do to the Corinthian community? He proclaims the cross. What does he say? I decided to know nothing but Jesus Christ and him crucified when I came to you. These Corinthian people thought they were quite, quite spiritual. They spoke in tongues. They prophesied. They healed the sick. But they were into things and not into the crucifixion and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, they had the gifts, but the gifts are not God. The gifts are not God. The gifts proclaim God. The gifts proclaim the living Jesus Christ. Only gifts that come from heaven do that. Those gifts are not for me. Those gifts are given to you and me so that we can give them out to other people. Do you know? It's Christmas time and the world is lost. It's just as lost this year as it was last year. Oh, it's nice to talk about a little baby. I love the baby Jesus. But the cross cannot be omitted during Advent. I remember a picture that was sent during Advent. And the picture said something like this. There was the birth of Jesus. And over the birth of Jesus was the crucified Christ. And the words were, by his death and resurrection, we are made new. No, not only Christmas, death and resurrection. And it started in Nazareth. Mary had to die to herself, in order for Jesus to be implanted within the womb. Our Lady needed to die. She needed to trust God that Joseph would understand, though she didn't know how he would understand. She was a virgin and was pregnant. I tell you, she trusted God. She trusted. She didn't know what, but she knew who to trust. Who are you trusting today? Like, who are you trusting today? Are you trusting in your wealth? I'm going to tell you, it's not enough wealth to trust in. Are you trusting in your good works? I tell you, all the good works in the world will knock us into heaven. Get us to heaven by our surrender to Jesus, day by day by day, day by day by day, giving our life to Christ, allowing Jesus to take up his life in us, pouring out his Holy Spirit, because without Pentecost, there's no church. We need Pentecost today as we needed it 2,000 years ago. We need the power of the Holy Spirit. We are not impotent. We are following a crucified, risen Savior who conquered sin, Satan, and the grave. Oh, we follow a Savior who has conquered. And in him, we are conquerors. Conquerors in the name of Jesus. When we know it and when we don't know it. When we feel it and when we don't feel it. We are conquerors in Jesus Christ. Today, know who you are. You were the one that he died for. You were the one that he gave his life for. You were the one that he bled for. You were the one that when he cried out on the cross, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. What was happening in the body of Christ? He was absorbing me and you in our sinful ways. Our sinful ways, he was absorbing. He's a sin sacrifice. And there's no sin sacrifice without absorbing sin in himself. But in the absorption of sin, he broke its power. He broke its power. That's why you can be the person that has been stealing and killing people, that God in his powerful love can still make you a new creation in Christ if you give your life to Jesus and repent. Nobody is too far gone. Nobody is too far gone. Nobody is too far gone. Christ has died so that you would live. Christ is risen so that you would live. Christ is coming again, and he's coming again. I'm telling you, he's looking for a church that's faithful, a faithful remnant. And that's what the Bible talks about. Not a faithful flock, but a faithful remnant. Are you part of that faithful remnant today? Do you know that you know that you know that you're in absolute need of the Lord Jesus Christ? I tell you, that's where I am. And I hope that's where you are.
Me too.
And that's where Anthony, that's good stuff. Yeah. That's good, because unless you die, you're not going to have life.
Because the will of God is perfect. But God's will is that we is a cross. That's his will of the cross. So that everything of me dies so I can live for everything of Jesus Christ. And the more I unite myself with the cross, the more I will live in the power of the resurrection, doing miraculous works for the kingdom that we were preordained to do before the foundation of the world. The works you were called to walk in, that God wants you to hear his voice with clarity, to know his will with decisiveness, to preach his word with boldness. But that comes with allowing the Spirit of God to crucify you every moment of the day. Every day, a little death to self, so we can live a greater life in the power of Christ.
Take, Lord, receive all my liberty, my memory, understanding, my entire will. Give me only your grace and your love. That's enough for me. Your grace and your love are enough for me.
And how do I do it? So there's something that's happening that it's that I don't want to be happening. I say, Fiat, Lord. And I unite this suffering to the cross of Jesus Christ. And I offer it to you, Father, for the salvation of the world. Then you detach and you wait for God to move.
Take, Lord, receive all I have and possess, my memory, understanding, my entire will. Give me only your grace and your love. That's enough for me. Your love and your grace are enough for me.
And don't run from the cross. There was a mystic who saw Jesus in heaven. And to the souls that Jesus loved the most, he was in heaven and he was giving them cross after cross after cross on this earth. Because receiving a cross upon this earth equals a far greater glory for you in the next life.
We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.